By 7 a.m. Friday morning, hundreds of people lined up outside Nashua Community College for the Merrimack Premium Outlet Job Fair. When it opens in mid-June, the outlets will feature 100 clothing, home goods, and other stores. And that means filling hundreds of positions now.
I'm Annette Cisolis, and I'm from Francistown, New Hampshire.
Cisolis is hoping this is the morning her luck will turn around.
So I got here super early. I've been unemployed for about 3 months now, and it's been really hard and difficult to find a job.
My name's Patrice Noel. I'm from Wilton, New Hampshire. I've been out of work for almost 2 years.
What kind of a job are you looking for?
I'll do anything. Basically, I'll do anything. I'll sweep floors. My degree is in business.
Come on up.
When the doors opened at 8 a.m., a legion of hungry applicants with resumes in tow flooded the large hall.
We're basically taking resumes today, and then if you have one, you can...
Representatives from big chain stores were ready to interview for positions ranging from custodians to customer service.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely
Governor
day.
John Lynch stopped by to offer encouragement.
I think there's a lot. Are you just getting here now? Have you been going around to the various? I think there's a lot of opportunity. I really do.
Lynch says New Hampshire's unemployment rate is 40% below the 8.3% national average.
But we still have over 30,000 people out of work. So the outlet mall will end up creating a minimum of 800 jobs, which is very exciting, and it may end up being more jobs than that.
When the developers proposed the Merrimack Premium Outlet in 2004, the excitement it generated was more contentious than hopeful. Merrimack residents voiced outrage over the noise and traffic congestion the outdoor shopping mall would create. But ultimately, the vision of an economic boost eclipsed any chances Merrimack had of keeping its small-town charisma. According to the developer's website, the retail center is likely to generate more than $800 million in real estate taxes and bring in 5 million visitors a year. Jean Gwinnup is with the Northeast Region Premium Outlets. She explains the halo effect of a retail operation this size. When people shop, she says, they also dine at restaurants or go to the movies.
People will come for the day. We do shop and stay package. We've already contacted and are setting up shop and stay package with at least a dozen hotels in the area, so it can be a weekend getaway destination as well.
In southern New Hampshire, the outlet is not likely to fill a void of shopping options. The region is already dense with both large and small strip malls. But it does bring jobs, and judging by the day's turnout of 3,000 to 4,000 people, that's what most communities want. For NHBR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.